Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Happy Monday. I know it's tough to get back into the swing of things, but this is the right way to start off your week, is tuning in to the Grace Curley Show from 12 to 3. And we do have a lot to get to. I realize I say that every single day, but it's true. Look at all of these stories I have right here. I feel like Jen Psaki with my post-it notes. I should put it all in a binder because there's just so many crazy incidences of hypocrisy and double standards and chaos due to the Biden administration. And I would actually like to start off, because it is Monday, I want to start off by saying that I hope President Joe Biden had a lovely, relaxing weekend at the beach. I hope he had a couple scoops of ice cream.
I got two scoops.
I hope he did. I mean, it's amazing. Love him or hate him, it is amazing how dedicated this 78-year-old man seems to be to his time off. You know, rain or shine, righteous drone strikes or deadly withdrawals from Afghanistan, Del Rio border chaos or France recalling their ambassador, Joe Biden is going to get his R&R. No matter what, no matter what the cost, okay? He needs his beach time. I've said this before, but it's a commitment to self-care, which I think a lot of millennials can appreciate. You know, Joe needs his me time. And as everything happens, I mean, the best example to kind of summarize it was a headline in the Daily Mail, because when you see all of these issues written down, they almost don't have room anymore in the headline. Here it is. President Biden, 78, hits the beach as the Pentagon admits it killed 7 kids in a drone strike. The French recall their ambassador. The FDA blows up his booster plans and 12,000 Haitian migrants set up camp under a bridge in Texas. But besides that, things are looking pretty good. And you know the old response, no more mean tweets. And you'd be amazed when you, Jared had an idea a few weeks ago that we should really implement like a Twitter theater type masterpiece theater segment. Because when you read the responses underneath a headline like this, where it's hard to imagine that there's human beings out there who can read this and still say, at least he's not on Twitter. Those people need to be looked at. They need to be studied, because a lot of other people are coming out of this Trump derangement induced haze and they're admitting that we are in a bad situation, but there are dead enders who still think Joe's doing a great job. Now, we will talk about all of this. We're going to talk about what's happening in Del Rio. Miranda Devine has a great piece out in the New York Post about that. We'll talk about the Pentagon and those mistakes. And obviously, a big breaking news is that the FBI is searching the home of Gabby Petito's boyfriend. They have discovered a body that they do believe is hers, and we'll keep you posted on that. I don't know how this guy got out of sight that quickly. There's like a million reporters around that house. That's a whole nother thing. We can get into that as well. But a story that I wanted to start with, it's not even a story. It's just a topic that I really want to hear from the listeners on this. And it's the masks. Every week, there's an incident that makes you realize how stupid and asinine all of these rules are. Last week, it was the Met Gala. And this weekend, every time I think it can't hit a peak, like, oh, it's got to, the hypocrisy's got to, you know, slow down a little bit. No. The left reaches new heights all the time. And I'm going to read some of these, some of the things that really stuck out to me over the weekend. I encourage you guys to call in 844-500-4242 or text in, which people are already doing, 63566. Start the text with the word curly, C-U-R-L-E-Y. I would love to hear from the audience today, because one story that I couldn't believe was what happened on what I believe was an American Airlines flight. Now, there's some contradicting reports here. American Airlines is denying this story. But if the woman, the mother in this situation, is telling the truth, what she's claiming has happened here is that her two-year-old son was having an asthma attack because he had to wear this mask. And the plane, the airline attendant was dead set on the fact that this kid had to wear a mask. And they actually escorted them off the plane. And there were three police officers waiting. And if you watch the video, you can hear this child. You can hear his breathing problem. And that it's, you know what, let's play it. Because it's just, it's hard to describe. Cut eight. It's heartbreaking. And if what this mother is saying is true, and this was all due to a mask, I think the part of it that drives me the most crazy, and I don't want to be a fake tough guy, okay? Because you know, I've seen my fair share of them. Donnie Deutsch, Joe Biden, Andrew Cuomo take you behind the gym, challenge you to a push-up contest. Everybody's like Tony Soprano. And I don't want to be like that. But I will say, watching that video, I think to myself, like, where have all the cowboys gone? Where are the people on this plane that are saying, hey, leave them alone. Leave them alone. And I know that if you say that, you're probably going to get kicked off with them. Or, you know, there might be some people on the plane who tell you to shut up. But if we reach a point where we can't stand up for our fellow Americans, when we know something is wrong, you watch that video, you hear that kid gasping for air. And if you don't think that's wrong, if you somehow do your little pretzel Olympics in your mind where you figure out a way to excuse that, well, if he doesn't know that, then I actually saw somebody say that. We teach kids not to take their diapers off. And someone said, the reply back was like, you're comparing covering an area where people pee and poop to an area where people smile and laugh and talk and breathe. Like, are we really at this point where people don't understand how sad this is? And it gets worse. There's another video, well, depending on how you think of it. There's another video of a kid in daycare, because in New York, they're re-implementing the mask for kids from two and up. And there's another kid and he's pulling the mask off and the woman's putting it back on. And it's like the way they do it, so nurse ratchety. Please put it back on. Thank you. Good job. Smile. Very good. Put it on. Good boy. And he's ripping it off. And I got to say, my favorite reply to that was some person on Twitter just wrote, that kid's got more fight in him than half this country. And I thought, isn't that true? But where's the defiance? Or even, forget defiance, where's the compassion where you see this young mom struggling? Everybody, I don't even have kids, but I have a niece and you know, I've babysat and stuff. And I'm not saying that's the same thing, but all I'm saying is, you know how tough it is when a kid is a toddler, they're squirming around. You know how hard it is to travel with kids. Everybody does. And this kid's having an asthma attack on the plane and everybody just sits there like it's normal. Like this Black Mirror world that we live in is normal. And you don't know how you'd handle a situation if you were in this. You don't know if you'd stand up and defend the woman. But I just look at myself. I go, I hope I would. I hope I'd say something. And then here's the craziest part. Is that last week we reported on the San Francisco mayor, London Breed, who's a major hypocrite. She was caught at French Laundry the day after Gavin Newsom, just to give you guys some context into how big of a fraud she is. And she got caught at a jazz club last week singing and socializing and having so much fun. And it was the peak of hypocrisy. And I don't know what I expected her to say, but I did not expect her to say this. I expected her to do the old, "We were actively eating and drinking, and the picture was taken out of context, and this is misleading." But what she said was, for the sake of my show and for content, so much better. This is cut one.
Sure, you are vaccinated because of the requirements, but don't feel as though you have to be micromanaged about mask wearing. Like, we don't need the fun police to come in and try and micromanage and tell us what we should or shouldn't be doing. We know what we need to do to protect ourselves.
Jared, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills here. I am Ugatu in this situation. This is insane. You are the fun police. Do you understand that? What is happening? All I could think of when I heard this, we don't need to be the fun police, says the fun police. All I could think of, and if you're a Seinfeld fan, you'll understand, but if you're not, I'll set it up. There's an episode of Seinfeld, I've referenced this before, where George Costanza gets a toupee, and he's hot to trot. He thinks he's the coolest guy in town. And because he has the toupee, he gets super arrogant. And there's this woman, and she goes on a date with him, and she is bald. And he starts judging her for being bald. And all I could think of when I'm looking at this hypocrisy, when I'm looking at the fact that these people have zero self-awareness, that when they get caught breaking the rules that they're forcing on other people, all I could think of was one of my favorite scenes. I feel like Elaine right now, dealing with George Costanza when he's not realizing what a big loser he's being. Let's play this.
She's bald!
What do you mean bald?
What do you think I mean bald? Bald!
You're rejecting somebody because they're bald.
So?
You're bald!
No, I'm not. I was bald.
That's exactly. I want to take the mask out of these people's hands like Elaine did with that toupee and say, I hate this thing and here's what I'm going to do with it and toss it out a window. How do they not realize how dumb this is? And then I watch the Emmys. Well, I don't watch the Emmys. Oh my God. No. Of course, I don't actually watch the Emmys, but I see the pictures coming out of all these beautiful complete morons walking the red carpet in their big taffeta-filled dresses and their suits and their tuxedos and Seth Rogen in his bow tie. And I'm thinking to myself, what am I not understanding? Because they don't have masks on, but the staff at the event has masks on. So is this COVID thing, is COVID classist? Is COVID aware of who's wealthy and who's beautiful? And then also who's not? Does COVID attack people who don't make more than, I don't know, $300,000 a year? Does COVID not attack people who have hate has no home here signs on their lawn and who drive Mercedes Benzes? I want to know, because that will really motivate me to work even harder if I think that if I can get into George Clooney's tax bracket, that maybe I won't have to live in this authoritarian hellhole for much longer. That might actually be a nice thing. I would like to know, do you get an antibody for being a woke social justice warrior? For being Eva Longoria? What do they have that I don't have? The only thing they have that I don't have is money, tons of money. So is that the reason that they are allowed to not wear masks? And the two-year-old on the plane who's having an asthma attack has to wear one because if he doesn't have one on, we're all going to die? Someone explain it to me. I'd love to understand. 844-500-4242. Already some people on the line who want to discuss this. We'll keep going with it. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato chips.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Carol Markowitz has a great piece, as always, in the New York Post discussing, and she's really been on top of the mask madness, especially in regards to children. And she said, the WHO does not recommend masking children under six. In Europe, some airlines follow this guideline, but many carve their own saner path. A lot just require masks at age 10. British Airways and Air France start at 11. No one but airlines inside the United States starts masking at the absurd age of 2 years old. We are unique in our madness. We've lost our minds and our humanity. It's the humanity part that really bothers me. It's the fact that we all are just watching this happen, and it's the path of least resistance. Oh, I won't say anything. I'll just sit here. But it eventually is it's detrimental to our society. And I'm going to read more about this. But first, let's go to the calls. Janet, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Janet.
Hi, Grace. You talk a lot about the beautiful people not wearing masks. Well, think for a minute. Push the reasoning a little further. Why aren't they afraid? Because they know if they do, on the off chance, get the flu, the COVID, the therapeutics work. They'll take HCQ or ivermectin. They'll be fine.
Right. And you know what's funny you should say that, Janet, is that if it weren't for the fact that we all have to endure this stupidity, I wouldn't care that they make their own judgments and they live their lives. I think it's a wonderful thing, but it's just not fair that the rest of us have to. And Mary Catherine Hamm, who's been very vocal about COVID and about Dr. Fauci and, you know, the public trust, she said the same thing. She said, what I take from all of the pics of indoor revelry, and she's talking about the Emmys, is that even after vaccination for safety, they're not very worried about their safety if they don't adhere. Live your life, especially vaccinated and without a bunch of other health issues. People in the room are making a good risk calculation. She's referring to all these beautiful people at the Emmys. Theirs is a better assessment than the guy who went viral the other day for being astounded that people dine indoors even after vaccination is widely available. We all should be able to make our own risk assessment choices. I don't care if someone else wears a mask in the grocery store. I went in today and they have a sign up that says you have to wear a mask even if you're vaccinated. I didn't wear one in there. No one's, at this point, a lot of people aren't saying anything. You know, you're not going to get yelled at. But I was amazed because every single person I saw had one on. And it's not the fact that people are submissive that really boggles my mind at this point. We've been going through this for, you know, almost 2 years. It's how eager people are to be submissive. It's how eager people are to take direction, to take instructions, to follow the rules. I never thought we were like this in our country. And I'm not going to lie, it's incredibly disappointing. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
If you were forced to attend, which sophisticated event would you choose? Obama's birthday, the Met Gala, the Emmys, or a jazz club with London Breed?
Ooh. It's so brutal. I didn't leave myself enough time to think about this. I'm going to say, I'm going to say the jazz club, I think.
Jazz club is in the lead at 57%.
Yes.
19% say the Emmys, 14% for the Met, and 11% for Obama's birthday.
I don't want to get lectured on paying my fair share from my AOC's deadbeat dress designer who hasn't paid her taxes. We'll be right back with more. 844-500-4242.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
The mayor of San Francisco, who's very pro-mask, was caught at a jazz club. I gotta hear this cut. She's talking about Tony. Cut three. This is her excuse.
The fact is, there was something that was really monumental that occurred.
and that is Tony, the original members, the brothers, Raphael Sadiq and Dwayne Wiggins, who have not performed in public for, I believe, at least over 20 years. They are just really some of the most incredible artists in the history of this country and the Bay Area in particular. And the fact that that is getting lost here is very unfortunate. Not to mention the incredible trumpeter, Maurice Mobetta Brown, who is just phenomenal. These incredible musicians who performed and who really uplifted the spirits of not just myself, but all of the people who were there.
Wait. I can't tell if she's trolling us. Is this them? Oh, yeah. Take your mask off.
Taking me back to the sixth grade dare dance.
I'm blown away by this. It was a monumental moment. You know what was? You know what would have been a monumental moment for Grace Curley? My wedding. You know what? You forget my wedding. You know what would have been monumental for a lot of people? Being able to, I don't know, have funerals for their family members. On a serious note, that probably would have been monumental to them. But let's talk about the trumpeter and the band getting back together. You are an absolute disgrace.
It's kind of strange because there's not a person in the group named Tony.
I can't. What's the rationale? I need someone to explain it to me. Why is there this double standard and why are we allowing it to happen?
It was like the monumental occasion where Joe Biden didn't need a mask.
You know, if I was a little kid and I was going into school and they had me in a mask and then the teacher said, you know, Grace, you had to put your mask up. I would say, I'm sorry. I don't know if you know this. Tony just got back together and they performed. Also, I'm identifying with being at the Met Gala and at the Emmys. So I'm going to have recess today without my mask on if that's cool. What a bunch of frauds. And people buy into this. 844-500-4242. Al, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Al. Al, you there? Oh, we lost Al. Okay, Steve, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Grace, I'm using speaker. Is that okay?
Yeah, you sound good.
All right, good. I'm calling from New Jersey. In fact, I'm about 10, 15 minutes to the west of Mr. Garcia. I like to use the local libraries here, a very nice network of libraries. Last week, I went into one in Milburn Township, and there was a sign, a brand new sign that I saw that said, masks required in all township buildings, regardless of vaccination status. And I said, okay, but I'm fully vaccinated, and I was only last month. And he said to me, you ready for this? The township doesn't care about that. And I said, why did I bother vaccinating? So instead of standing there and making a scene, I declined his polite offer of a mask and walked out. I haven't been back since. And I'm not sure why that bothered me so much, because I've had very little to complain about here in my little corner of New Jersey. So that's sort of the opposite of what of your experience with the mask mandate, regardless of status. It's just all over the place.
Yeah, it really is. And I can't tell if sometimes you get a pass because an old band gets back together at a jazz club, or, you know, you're at the Emmys and you're a beautiful person or whatever. It's a historic day and you want to celebrate. I can't figure it out. And you know what? Part of it that really bothers me, Steve, is that it's all so made up. Like, everything is just completely made up as we go. And a perfect example of this is that the former FDA official was on the TV this weekend, and he was talking about how, you know, the 6 feet rule that we lived and died by for so many months. You remember 6 feet? 6 feet to slow the spread, in 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and plexiglass for everyone. This was a big part of this conversation.
Yeah, and classrooms had to change the number of students because of this.
Oh, yeah. There were stickers, Jared, with little footprints on it, and stamps, and arrows. 6 feet was the golden rule. It was settled science. Well, it turns out that the former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said on Sunday that nobody knows the origins of the 6 foot social distancing recommendation. It's kind of like the origins of the coronavirus. Nobody knows. It's a mystery. How could we ever figure this out? He said nobody knows where it came from. Most people assume that the 6 feet of distance, the recommendation for keeping 6 feet apart, comes out of old studies related to the flu where droplets don't travel more than 6 feet. So the compromise was around 6 feet. Now imagine if that detail had leaked out. Everyone would have said this is the White House politically interfering with the CDC's judgment. The CDC said 10 feet. It should be 10 feet. But 10 feet was no more right than 6 feet, and ultimately it became 3 feet. But when it became 3 feet, the basis for the CDC's decision to ultimately revise it from 6 to 3 was a study that they conducted the prior fall. So they changed it in the spring. You know what I hear? When he's talking about all this, whenever I hear about the explanations for this COVID nuttiness that I do not understand, I don't understand why celebrities can walk the red carpet without a mask, why illegal immigrants can pour over the border without a mask, but yet a 2-year-old in New York has to have a mask on. I don't get it. Enlighten me. I'm a credulous boomer rube. You know, you can probably smell me in a Walmart. You can smell this Trump support right off of me. But I really don't get it. And all I hear when they're explaining it is wah, 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 the Charlie Brown sound. That's all I hear, because they don't even know what this is. They don't know what they're talking about. And you know what's crazy? What Glenn Greenwald pointed out this weekend is that so many institutions now, like academic institutions, are getting nutty with this. So they have young, you know, usually in a college, it's like 18 to 20 something, young, healthy kids most of the time, with exceptions, of course, but those, you know who those kids are. Most vulnerable people know that they're vulnerable. They are all basically, you go to like Boston University, Columbia, they're all vaccinated. I would say 99.999% are probably vaccinated. We all know what they do if you're not vaccinated. You're not even allowed, you know, virtually online. God forbid the COVID particles spread through the computer. But what they're doing at these schools is insane. All right, so let me read this here. Glenn writes, meanwhile, numerous influential institutions are subjecting fully vaccinated people to extreme levels of control and surveillance. The worst are academic institutions. They require vaccines, then take their pool of vaccinated 18 to 22-year-olds and use COVID to control their lives. The only way to be free of control and coercion is if you're vaccinated, is to be a celebrity, a guest at Nancy Pelosi's donor lunch, Obama's indoor bash, the Met Gala, or the Emmys. Though vaccinated staff must keep their faces hidden. Only an authoritarian mind justifies this. That is the key. If you are justifying this, if you were justifying having all of our freedoms taken away for some limited percentage of safety, you are an authoritarian. And this is from the same flipping people who called Trump a dictator ad nauseum for 4 years. And now they're like, well, you know, if you have to show your papers, it's for my safety. Wait, but I thought vaccines worked. They do work, but you're vaccinated. Whoa, you have to be vaccinated so I can make sure my vaccination works. None of this makes any sense. None of it. And listen to what some of these schools are doing, all right? This is from Boston University. If you do not comply, I'm going to read it in a scary AI voice because that's what I think of when I hear this. If you do not comply with your frequent lab testing and or daily symptom self-attestation, the first time that you are overdue with your testing, you will receive a warning message from the Dean of Students that your Terrier ID card and or campus Wi-Fi access will be disabled.
Your papers, please.
If you fail to schedule incomplete testing, your Terrier ID card and or campus Wi-Fi access will be disabled. The second time that you are overdue with your testing, you will receive a final warning message from the Dean of Students and your Terrier ID card will remain disabled. After a third time failing to schedule a test or failing to complete your daily self-symptom test, you will be suspended from Boston University and barred from Boston University's campuses on an interim basis. Should you fail to become compliant after a period of 48 hours from the date of an interim suspension, a formal suspension will be sanctioned for the entirety of the fall 2020 semester, resulting in a serious disruption in your academic pursuit.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yep. I feel like I'm in a sci-fi, like one of Jared's favorite movies. I don't even know what they're called because y'all know I don't watch them. But I have to imagine, Jared, that this is how they usually play out.
Yes, every single sci-fi movie from the 70s predicted this exact scenario was happening.
As an expert, do you think my sci-fi voice is good?
I think it was very good.
Okay, yeah. It could use a little finessing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little small wondering to it, but...
Columbia University, ready? This is the restrictions on its nearly 100% vaccinated student body. To slow the spread, beginning at 7 p.m. today, students will only be able to swipe into their assigned residence hall. Students will not be allowed to host guests. Commuter access into residence halls will not be allowed. Social gatherings in indoor spaces will be limited to 10 students or less from Columbia College and programming online or outdoors for the next 2 weeks. A random sample of undergraduates will be selected each week, and those selected individuals must get tested within 1 week of notification. These changes will be imposed for a two-week period, at which time we will reevaluate and determine if they can be lifted or must continue.
Dwight does not play a robot.
I play a robot in real life. This is absolutely insane. It makes zero sense. And then what's happening, though, is there's a glitch in the system. I'm really turning into Jared now. This is like Matrix talk, but there's a glitch in the system, and it's been occurring over the last couple weeks. It's 2016 2.0. People are not buying what the media is selling. You know, you can you can make the drones come down from Fox News, and you can tell everyone that Joe Biden's just being handed these disasters and he has no choice. But I'm telling you right now, it's not working. Moms are seeing their kids crying, have to put masks on. Dads are going to the grocery store and realizing they're spending twice as much as they used to. People are seeing it with their own eyes. And it doesn't help matters that major superstars like Nicki Minaj are coming out and calling out this insanity. That people like Bill Maher are calling out the media for scaring the bleep out of people with COVID. Something, you know what, Jared, it is? It's something's happening here. We play that every once in a while. That's exactly what this is. And I feel it.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
People have reached their threshold of BS. And when I see those celebrities going to the Emmys, you know what I really feel, Jared? I used to feel like, ugh. But now I feel embarrassed for them. It feels like nerd prom, like they used to do at the White House. It's all of these people. Most of us don't even know who they are.
Aren't you embarrassed?
They're all dressed up. No one's going to watch it. I mean, I'm sure the ratings are going to hit a new record low for like the 20th year going. But I feel embarrassed for them. I'm like, we're supposed to applaud them. Oh, great. Ooh, you look so pretty. Yay, you're on TV. No one watches them. Nobody cares. All they're doing is exposing how big of frauds they are and how they're not afraid and how they're hypocrites. And how there's a massive double standard. And I think people are finally waking up to it. I think that Joe Biden ran from his basement on not being Donald Trump. And at the time, that was enough for people. I don't think it's working anymore. I think that part of this is totally over.
America is back.
Oh, yeah. We'll get into that. 844-500-4242. Jared, did you, you know, we talked a lot last week about Howie's fish cakes in the microwave, but I just microwaved a burrito. And so normally I would feel bad about that. I would feel shame for doing that to the office because it's stinky. But I'm going to turn on the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and boom, just like that, the smell's going to go away.
Yeah, I don't smell any burritos at all. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. Fortunately, with a thunderstorm, everything from smells to allergies short-lived. In less than an hour, the smell is totally gone. It's way less than an hour. It's very quick. I actually ran into friends of mine this weekend. They said, we have like 12 thunderstorms. And I said, really? And they said, yeah, because he actually manages property. And in some of his units, people smoke. And it just helps keep the air moving and that bad smoke smell doesn't linger as long. And so I've been hearing it from all people that they love this product. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, second floor, all in one purchase. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. It's a small device. It's very effective. It looks like a computer charger. You just plug it right in. No air filters are required. You won't regret this. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on my name, and use code word GRACE3. We'll be right back with your calls, 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with a little bit more Tony. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
The local news is playing footage of the Emmy Awards, and I stand by what I said. It's cringeworthy. It's so self-congratulatory, and for what? What have you guys done? Is it for the video they made about imagine all the people on their iPhones? Is that what this is about? That didn't help me much, but I'm glad they're so proud of it. Really, really unbelievable. And actually, let's play this cut. This is Seth Rogen. He's joking about how they're breaking all the rules. It's so funny. Cut 9.
There is way too many of us in this little room. What are we doing? They said this was outdoors. It's not. I would not have come to this.
Oh, so funny.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
With comedians like this, it shows you where we're at. I mean, he's about as funny as Jimmy Kimmel. Scott, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Grace. I'm 71. I've come to one conclusion. The pandemic will end when liberals are out of power. The virus will continue, but the pandemic will end when the liberals are out of power. That's my point.
Yeah, and it's all they have, you know, that's a big part of this, is that I think that in Joe Biden's mind, he polls better with COVID than he does with anything else. So they think that this is the issue to keep going. But I disagree. I think people, for once, might be slightly distracted from all of Joe Biden's problems because they're going back to normal life. And I don't think slowing that down is going to help him. But you're right, Scott. This is something where COVID can be, this is the frustrating part about COVID. My dad said this from the very beginning, and I'm not denying that there was a virus, and I'm sorry for people who were vulnerable to it and who died. That's awful. But as far as people like these celebrities and these politicians, COVID is whatever you want it to be. You know, if you don't want to go to something, if you're Anthony Blinken, you don't want to show up in person, you do it virtually because of COVID. If you don't want to go out with your friends, you say, oh, listen, you know, I'm nervous about the spread. You cancel because of COVID. But the second you want to put on a ball gown and eat scallops wrapped in bacon, guess what? I'm vaccinated. Don't worry about it. Oh, we were very safe. I love this too. I saw Kendall Jenner was on with Jimmy Fallon. And I like all the Kardashians, you know that. But she said, I felt very safe at the Met. Like, they did a really good job with all the precautions. Like, what does that even mean? You felt really safe. You're all not wearing masks. You just felt normal. And that's how all the rest of us want to feel. We want to feel normal. I'll be back with Erica Sanzi. We're talking about Needham Public Schools and their woke curriculum. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.